So last time we discussed the Malacha Ma'abed and Moleach, and the Gemara that indicated, even though the Mishnah on Ayin Gimel lists both of them as separate Malachas, in fact, they're one and the same, and Moleach and Ma'abed are really two different perspectives on the same Malacha. And instead, the Gemara says, take out Moleach as a standalone Malacha, and include Misartate. So what is Misartate? Misartate, as part of the Avodas HaOros in the Mishkan, was drawing lines on the hides in order to make it easier to cut. That's what Rashi writes on Ayin Hey Amud Beis. Dibur Maskel Ayil Sirta, about 12 shorelines down. Ayin Hey Mubeis and Rashi lines. Ayil Sirta, Lefisha Derech Haaretz Anin, Keshehu Ba L'Chascha Misarta Totchila. The leather makers, when they come to cut the hides, would first make lines on the leather. Kefima Shehu Rosa L'Harach L'Harach V'L'Katzer HaChitach. So that way you'd be able to cut on the lines. V'Acher Kach Ma'avir Asak in Derech HaSirta, V'Chein Ba'oretz HaMishkan Kesha Chascham. So then you'd be able to more easily cut the hide because you'd have a previous demarcation on it to show you where to cut, the line to cut on. That was a malacha of Sirtin the Mishkan. We're, I think, more familiar with Sirtin in the context of Sefer Torah or Stam, or being the Sartate for Psukim or for Stam. But that's the same word and the same idea. But Sirtin in the Mishkan was in the context of the Oros. So the Rambam writes, Perakit Aleph, Halacha Yud Zayin. Roshem told us Kosefu, which we'll talk about with Hashem soon when we get to Kosev. Hamisarte, can they lift up Shte Osios Tachas Osasir Tuchayev? So if you're Misarte with the intention of writing two letters under the Sirtur, that is the Shear of the Malacha of Misarte. So you see that Misarte is not only in the context of Oros, but Misarte, as in the Sirtin we're familiar with in Stam, would be the Malacha as well. And if you're chopping wood and you make a line on the beam of wood in order to make it easier to cut it, that's a Talad Misarte as well. Same thing. If you make markations on the stone in order to cut up the stone, that's all part of the malacha of Misartate. Okay, Shmir Shabbos points out, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Tesvav, that we don't find misarte when it comes to food. So the misarte of the Mishkan is misarte on Oros. You see in the Rambam, there's misarte on cloth, on paper, on wood, on stones. The Shmir Shabbos says you don't find anywhere misarte on food. And he points out in footnote Memches that the way Rashi that we just read presents misarte, it's misarteid in order as a lead in to another malacha, that the leather preparers would be misarteid in order to ease the chituch, which is itself a malacha. So Shmir Shabbos says, you see from the Rashi that in order to be misarteid, it has to be a lead in to another malacha. But when any situation in which you're misarteid a food item, that wouldn't typically lead to another malacha. So he points out the Magen Avraham that the Mishnah Berurah quotes, Simon Reish Ayin Dal Sifkat Din Hey, the minhag being Roshem and Achala before making Hamotzi on Shabbos. So that's clearly assuming there's no concern of Misartate when it comes to food, at least when it comes to Chala. If you're making an incision to ease the your ability to cut it where you want to cut the Chala, So the fact that there's such a minug indicates that there's no concern of nisartes. So Shmir Shabbos says, by the same token, if you want to make incisions on a piece of cake so that you'll know where to cut the cake, you take a knife and make an insertion or a line in a piece of cake, so then you'll cut the cake on the line that you want to cut into equal pieces. So it'll be easier if you first make the indentation or the mark on the cake, and then you'll cut on the mark. That would not be a problem. Besides that, that would be mutter on Shabbos. Okay, so that's basically the extent of the halacha l'maisa applications of misarte. Moving right along. Were you expecting more? What else are you talking about?
No, that's not the
chiddush is that we spoke about misarte at all, because usually that's it's not even in the Mishnah. Usually people forget about that. It's if you just learn Rishayi Shabbos, so there's no misarte. You have to get to the Gemara and Ayin Hey to tell you how to reread the Mishnah. Right, if when kids learn Mishnah at a younger age and they memorize the Malachas based on the Mishnah, they probably forget about Masarte. Okay. But less forgettable is Memachek. So next one on our list in the Mishnah, Ayin Ches, the first long line at the bottom, the Ha Memachko, still referring to Malachas HaOros, says Rashi, Memachko Megarer Sa'aro. To scrape the hair off of, or the hair that's on, a hide on a piece of leather. So, says the Rambam, Perek Yud-Aleph Halacha Hey. Hamashim in a ork de lasis kamiya chayev, ma'abe min ork de lasis kamiya chayev, the chain hamochik min a ork kide lasis kamiya chayev. So mochik doesn't mean erase, mochik is what we call memachik. The ezahu mochik, zahamavir seyar o temer, me'al or achramisa. So removing or scraping off, removing the hair or the wool from a piece of hide once the animal is dead until you smooth that hide. So then Rashi only said Megarer Saro, that you're scraping the hair. The Rambam says more than that, add sheyachlik until you smoothen it. And that is, the Magavisha points out, becomes apparent from other applications of the Machik of the Gemara that we'll see in a few moments. So the Gemara has, for example, on Ayin Hey in the Beis, Hamamachko v'hamachasko, two dots about 12, 14 lines down. Amar b'acha b'rchanina, hashaf bein ha'amudim b'shabbis, chayim mishum memachik. If you smooth bein hamudim, between the pillars, what does that mean? Says Rashi, hashaf bein hamudim, even with the this Gemara, even with the beginning of the bein hachanan on the left column, hashaf bein hamudim kegon amude ach sadraos shasuyim chalonos chalonos. So you have these pillars in the porch, yachsadra, that between the pillars, they're like windows. V'nismachin b'chalonos bein amud l'amud. V'hashaf sham b'karkas ha'binyin shenish anin alav k'dei she'achalak. So you're smoothing over on the ground of this binyan, on the bottom of the amudim, or on the amudim that the binyan is resting on, k'dei she'achalak, so that'll be smooth. Chayim mishom memachik. So smoothing the karkayas ha'binyan, smoothing the base of the binyan between the amudim, is memachik. Tosos writes, Shaf ben Amudim, Peresh ben Chanano, the Shaf ha'or ala amik de lachlika. No, we're talking about a leather cover on the pillar, and you're smoothing the leather cover. And if you have leather that's covering an amud, that's lining the amud, and you're smoothing that down. Temash Rishamim. Rashi appears to shaf karkayas shebein amudi chalonos one here. Rashi says we're talking about smoothing the ground between the amudim as opposed to smoothing or on the amudim themselves. So what is Tosus's objection to Rashi? Why does Tosus think that being shaf, the kark itself, is not memachek? Take a look at the Ran, daflam mebeis amebeis bedap beirif, dibre maskel ashaf bein ha'amudim, lam mebeis amebeis bedap beirif, ashaf bein ha'amudim, peish rashi zal kigon amudi afsadros, asudin chalonos chalonos, v'ashaf bekarkar sabin shebenein kadei sheyechala chai mishem memachek, lo nehira. D'chol ki agavna bebayis chai mishem boneh, that if you're smoothing down the ground and the floor in a house, that's potentially bona. And if you're smoothing the ground outside, that's potentially chorish. That's the reason that Tosfos and the Ran prefer the Rabbeinu Chananel's shaf. They're talking about shafa or that there's a leather lining on top of the pillar that you're smoothing down. So to smooth the material, a piece of leather would be, or to scrape off or smooth off a piece of leather would be memachek, but scraping or smoothing off a piece of the ground outside would potentially be chorish. Okay, so the initial example, Shaf Bein Amudim, according to the Rabbeinu Chananel, and the classic case of Memachik in the Mishkan, are Memachik smoothing down a piece of ore. However, the Gemara has other examples that are attributed to Memachik, where you're smoothing other firm or hard material other than leather. It seems that memachik applies to other materials as well that are hard, and where there's an effect in smoothing them, scraping them off, or smoothing them down. So, for example, the Gemara has on Daf Nun Amud Aleph. Towards the bottom of the Amud. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom. The chol chafin es hakelim chutz mikli kesef bigartiko. What are we talking about? It says Rashi, chafin, nishav shafin es hakelim b'shabbos etzatzachan. So you can rub kelim on Shabbos to polish them, to make them shiny with any material. Chutz miklei kesef begartika. Kamin afar shagadol b'chavis shel yayin. The karin lo alum, like aluminum. The hu ikar tikun klei kesef. The goro so shakesef rachu, the rach, v'hu memachek shahu av melacha. So this material is aluminum. Aluminum wasn't used in the by the Rishonim, right?
I don't think it's actually aluminum. I think we looked it up. Yeah. It comes up in Ksubas.
Yeah.
And there was some different material called like alum, they spell it. A-L-U-M.
Yeah, which is what?
It was a different chemical compound.
Right. Like aluminum wasn't used potassium. For centuries until centuries later.
Yeah, it was like potassium chloride. Maybe it was like potassium. Yeah. That's like a combination of potassium and aluminum. I don't know what real foil is nowadays, if it's pure aluminum or something else. But.
So whatever this material was, it would serve to smooth down kesef, which is somewhat somewhat rach, and this material would smooth it down, and that's a violation of memachik. So this is a zentite, an instance of scrubbing or rubbing a kind of metal. In a way that somehow affects the metal that's being scrapped. The Rambam quotes this halacha differently. The Rambam in Perek Gimel Halacha Zayin. The Rambam says, "Asa lachu kli chaset b'gartika b'nei shehu melabnan." Kederasha umnin osin, the nimsak and besaka and kli, the gomer malachta b'shabbos. So if you're going to use this alum substance on a clay kesef, you're malabing them, you're malabing the kesef, and it's nimsak and besaka and kli. But no mention of memachik here. The Rabbi Ribia says maybe there's no memachik according to the Rambam, because in order for there to be a memachik, there has to be a an effect of the rubbing, where that's your kavana that it's le to'elas hakli. Meaning here, if you're rubbing, where you're rubbing a piece of hide, your intention is to smooth it down to make it more usable. If you're rubbing your kiddush cup, you're not making the kiddush cup any more usable. You're making it shinier. You're effect in the appearance, but there's no functional toelis to the kiddush cup, and the rubbing doesn't enhance the quality of the chayfetz of the kiddush cup. So maybe according to the Rambam, he says in order to be mamachik, there has to be a qualitative enhancement, or at least the intent of qualitative enhancement of the object that's subject to the mamachik. Whereas according to Rashi, maybe that's not part of the definition. If lemaisa you are scrubbing or rubbing or smoothing down a piece of metal, that's an act of mamachik regardless. And the Shulchan Aruch, this is quoted as mamachik, Shin Kaf Gimel Se'if Zayin. Shin Kaf Gimel Se'if Zayin. Sorry, Sif Test. Shin Kaf Gimel Sif Test. Mutter l'shav shefa kelim b'chol davar. You're allowed to rinse off kelim with any material. Chus mikli kesef begartikan. Shehu shmari yayin shims yapshu v'niskashu. So he defines gartikan as some derivative of hardened wine sediment. Nenei shehu memachik l'kli kesef shehu rach. Because you are being memachik the kiddush cup. And the Mishbura writes over here, Sivkat and Mem, from the Pima Gadim, the Alkain, just as you can't wipe down the kiddush cup with this material, Asir lahashkiz hasakin b'shabbis, af shalo b'rechayim, rak be'eith v'chadome d'domo l'memachik. If you're going to sharpen a knife, that's analogous to smoothing down the kiddush cup. And Shmir Shabbos writes, Perek Yud Beis Sif Kaf Hei, Yud Beis Kaf Hei, that even removing the rust from a knife, if you have rust that accumulates on the blade of a knife and you're going to scrape it off, that also is a form of memachek in smoothing down the blade of the knife. Okay, back to the Gemara in Ayin Hei Mabez. The Gemara has there, by the Vav of the Eimishpat, HaMisateis Esa Evan B'Shabes Chai Mishum Maka B'Patish. That if you quarry a stone, if you have a stone, Rashi explains, Lachar Shenekar Minahar, it's already been cut off the mountain, and now you are what's the best translation, Misantis?
Not like placing it and setting this thing.
Is it your setting or your chiseling? What does Safari say? I'm sorry?
Sound more like chiseling.
Yeah, right. So if you're chiseling the stone, so the Gemara on Kuf Beis has this Ismachlokis, Rav and Shmuel, whether it's Bodem Makav Patish. Here the Gemara says Makav Patish. Tosis comments, Dibamaskal Shafin, Hamasadis is Evan, Chaimish Makav Patish. Aber mishum mechatech memachek lo mechayev. So our focus on machek, even though I would have said that you're chiseling the stone, is in effect smoothing part of the stone. Talking about where it's already been squared and fixed up. Talking about a case where it's already been essentially smooth, it's already been squared off and fixed up. And now you're just enhancing the appearance. You're making some kind of other indentations or other lines, but that wouldn't constitute mamachet. So the Shabbos Home points out, but anything short of that, it sounds like it would be mamachet. If it isn't completely meruba and mitukenes, then some form of chiseling a non-perfect or a non-complete stone would also potentially be mishum memachik. Okay. Let's move on to another example. The Gemara has a memachik. And daf kuf mem aleph amud aleph towards the bottom. The Gemara says two lines from the bottom, kuf mem aleph amud aleph. Amr Babo, Amr Bianai, Amr Blazar Bianai, Nagarin Min Al Khada Shavaloyasha. You can scrape off a new shoe, but not an old shoe. Says Rashi Valoyashan, Shakofo Fahave Mamachik. As if you have an old shoe that's already been at least slightly worn, so then if you scrape off that shoe, then you may be scraping off some of the material in such a way that you are smoothing it down. And that's a violation of memachik. So we're asked by memagar. So where you're allowed to do it by a chadash, namely, what implement can you use to scrape it? Amr babo, begav saki, in the back of a knife. So strike out what you just said in favor of the brice of Rebbe Chiya. Nope, there's no chilah between chadash and yashan. Even a min al chadash is a problem, i.e. of memachik. So scraping off a shoe, which is a leather shoe, would be a problem of memachik. And this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, Shin Bei Sif Ches. Shin Bei Sif Ches. Ein Megardin Besakin O Bitsiporen. Minal Ben Chadash Ben Yashan. Bnei Shekolei Faor. You're scraping the leather. Behave Memachik. Says the Mishabura. Actually, before you say the Mishabura, the Taz here, Mishabura, we'll quote it, the Taz in Sifkat and Gimel writes, let's read a line inside, Shin Bei Sifkat and Gimel. They would have in the courtyard in front of the shuls a iron implement, v'hu chad lamala, which was sharp on the top, v'sham mikanchin hamin alim kodem sheikanes, and they would clean off the shoes before walking into shul. Asir lasas came b'Shabbos, dezed dome legav asakin v'asir l'kul yama. Says Rabbi Ribiat colorfully explains that in Europe, most of the roads were unpaved. So if you walked anywhere outside, you're bound to get your shoes muddy. So they would have these metal scrapers situated outside of shul so that you could scrape off your shoes before walking into shul to remove the mud that accumulated on your shoes on your walk to shul from your house. So Taz says that you can't do on Shabbos because that's the equivalent of scraping off a shoe with a gava sakin, and that's a problem of mimachik. Eli kanet b'kosel b'karka. Avshesh plugs a gamba say yesh lisma b'midi derabanan al ha makilim. So that's what he had quoted earlier. That maybe if you rub it off on the karka, that's not mimachik, or at least it's not a psikreshe. It's less of a direct action. If you're scraping your shoe off of the scraper, so you're scraping off the mud, if you're just rubbing it on the ground, so you're not necessarily being memachik the shoe. You're not lehegya smoothing down the shoe. So that maybe is what you make of it. Maybe it's not as much as a greshe. So that the Taz says you could entertain being makala. But using this implement would definitely be a problem of memachik. This is quote, the Mishabura quotes this in a couple places here, but first in Sifkat and Kavav. So there the Mechav writes in Sifav, Tich al Raglo, O al min ola mekancha b'kosel, you're allowed to rub it on the wall, Avalo b'karkel dilma asa l'shvi gulmos, but you can't rub it on the ground where it's not concrete, but on real ground, because there maybe you may come a shvuy gulmos. V'yesh misha oser af akosa. Says in Mishabura Sifkat and Vav. V'ladami l'mad yisa b'sifches ein v'garden minel bin chalish bin yashan v'haynu afilu yesh tirol gaba v'kavanosu l'hasir atik moshik asav nusham t'sham l'afinu ela b'gava sakin shayde greir m'mafe ka'or. If you're using an implement, if you're using the back of a knife, or if you're using this this Barzel shoe scraper, so then you're clearly being the machik or. Masha'en came to kinuach b'kosa, if you're just rubbing it on the wall, o b'kora, on a beam. Ein achreach she'em a machik ayedezeh, so it's not b'achreach that you're going to be machik, you're not necessarily smoothing down the leather. Kasavataz, if he said, "How the Yishba Kosses of Nei Pesach by the Knesios ala Karka Barzel Echav Uchal Amala etc." Don't use it. Magen Avraham Machmir Afilo Haya Barzel Av Veracha Berosho Filo Haya Lochud Lagar Migav Asakin Eli Kaneich Bekosel Lagar. The Taz is talking about where there's a spike or a narrow tip to this barzel. The Magen Avraham says even if it's dull, it's still potentially a problem of memachik. And therefore, if you're going to do anything, be mekaneach on the wall or on the stairs. Achimu mekaneach menachas, ein lahachmir b'kol zeh, v'lo shayach b'zeh, chashash demachik, or uber prat b'tit lach b'vade, ein lahachmir, if you're going to do it very gently, maybe that's not a problem.
Even on that machine thing?
Even on that implement, if you're going to do it very gently, so you're just very slowly taking it and pushing out the mud, but you're not smoothing the leather, especially if the tit is lach. There's a discussion whether there's any difference in the machin between lach and yavish. The Sharatin talks about lama dalit. So there might be more to be made of that. And the Mishmur repeats this again in Sukkot and Lamechess. So just parenthetically, the Deya in Sifav, the Yesh Misha Oser Af Bekosel, but that's not a mimachic issue. That's the Mishra points out in Kav Zayin. That's a most of Alabinian issues. That's a Kosel Shalavanim. It's nearer maybe to most of Alabinian. But fundamentally, to rub it Bakosel, or even on the ground where there's no Ashriya Gumas consideration on a piece of concrete, that is mutter, that wouldn't be a problem of mimachic. So we're not worried about mimachic. It's not mimachic lehedya, may not be it's a gray shape. Okay. So these are all examples that we have of the machik, of smoothing a relatively hard surface. Scraping or smoothing. Back to Ayin Hayim and Vez again. By the Hayin Ayin Mishpat, Hamimareach Ritia Bishabis Chayim Shememachik. If you're mimareach a bandage, you're chayim mishum mimachik. So mimareach here is smoothing. Rashi mimareach ritia machlik takboshes alamaka. That you're smoothing this bandage over a maka. So that's mimareach is a tolada of mimachik. Smoothing. Here it's smoothing a ritia. The Mishnah Kuf Mevav Med Aleph. This is a dinish shviras chavis. Im haisin akuva, if you have a hole in your chavis, lo yiten ala shava, you can't put wax on it to plug up the hole. Mimnei shehu mimareach. Putting in wax to plug up the hole in this chavis, nakuva, is mimareach, which is tolada de mimachek.
Yeah. In the bandage case, your skin is being smooth or the bandage is being smooth?
Yeah, the bandage is being smooth.
How's it being smooth just because you're putting it on your skin?
by Kibitha and Gwar Yerevan. But is this only where there's ointment?
I think even the bandage itself requires some colorless. There's more being so much that also.
Being would be more like they just weren't made as well, and when you put it on the skin, that would maybe make it smooth.
Yeah, sort of like the way that you just smooth like a band-aid as we know it onto your skin to get it to stick. I think that that process for them
being the pushing
involved, like, yeah, involved like smoothing other bandage itself.
The other instance of this is the Mishnah Erev Kuf Beis Amud Beis, Machzir Nuritiya B'Mikdash Shelo B'Medina, that if you have a Kohen doing the Avoda, has a bandage, you're allowed, you have to remove the bandage, so there's no problem with Chatzitza during the Avoda. But we're worried that if we tell him he can't put the bandage back on afterwards, then he's going to refrain from doing the Avoda on Shabbos. So you allow him to violate a Drabanan, Ein Shavuos B'Mikdash, to return the bandage on Shabbos. But what's the concern to begin with? So Rashi says of a little bit Medina, Zera Shema Yimarea Haritia, that you may come to smooth this bandage. Umiruach Hainu Memachek. Amr v'Avas Malacha Shal Shabbos. Then Rashi and the Gemara says, "Memarech is machlik gumos shevertia," that you're smoothing the bubbles in the bandage. Right, there are going to be some air pockets in the bandage, and smoothing those down is a problem of the marech. Yeah, I think that's what Rashi means. Smoothing down the bandage in a way to remove the air bubbles or the gumos. There's a problem in Marech. Okay, so that's, so Ritiya is one example of Marech. Then we saw inserting wax into a chavis is Marech. That's what the Rambam writes in Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Vav. Chena mimareach Ritiya kol shehu oshava ozefes v'chayotze behen wax or tar v'dvarim hamismarchin, a substance that is subject to meruach, until it smooths it. So that is a violation of memachek. So that's memareach tolada de memachek. So any material, so the Rambam's lashon is midvarim hamismarchin. So if you do, if you're memareach with something that's with mismareach, that's where they teach you when you're little that you can't define an object or define something using the same word as what you're trying to define. But that's what I'm saying, that mimareach is subject to that which is mismareach. But it's, you, the language that Rabbi Ribbed uses is material that is soft and pliable. So Zephyr, Shava, Zephes are materials that are soft and pliable, that could be smoothed down, and that's memareach tolada de memachik. So just as one further example of that, the Bar Hetev in Simin Shin Mem Sifkatan Dalit, Shin Mem. Sivkat and Dalit. Class of a tshuva, Shvus Yaakov. The first thing was a Bach. Class of a Bach, l'chein tzarek li zahir, kishenotev shav al sefer, that if wax drips on a sefer on Shabbos, if you have a candle and it's dripping wax onto a sefer, she'ein l'salko, you shouldn't remove it. V'afilu lo notev el alos achas, v'mal shtayim chayiv katas. He's saying that moving the wax. So this is the context of the Bach is work of the question of mochet, not the Rambam's mochet that means not the Rambam's mochet of the machet, it means mochet of mochet as in kosev. So the din l'mechaber is that mochet diyo shalaklaf is a melacha d'oraisa if it's enough space that you can write two osios, and the Bach says, even if you're just removing wax from a sefer, that also is potentially mochek. And to that, the Shus Yaakov says, Shus Yaakov tamozeh, demayne mechik ha-shayech v'seh, there's no erasing there. But because that kasa d'davka b'pinkas sheyesh ba beis kibol shava hu aser, aval b'klaf ein kan chashash yisura, Elim Kane wrote the last year Shava the etzba b'tziparni yado this b'mishum emarech. If you're going to scrape off the wax from the paper from the cloth, then that's a problem of mimarech. About lahasi Shava in a cloth b'inyan shelo yiga b'shava b'yado b'tziparni mutter. So Nogelin Yanenu says if you scratch off the wax from a piece of paper, you're smoothing the piece of paper, and that is Memareach. So Rabbi Rivia just raises the question that is that so pashut if you're this may relate to what we discussed a little earlier, maybe Machlokas Rambam and Rashi, but if you have no intention and there's no toeles of improving the object that you are being memareach, then is that memareach? Here you're removing the wax, you have no interest in smoothing the paper. Although the question is, what is your motivation? Why are you removing the wax anyway? But he says, maybe you're not removing the wax for the benefit of the paper. So is it kosher that that's necessarily memareach? So that question of whether memareach is a concern, even where there's no toelis affected by the niruach, to that which should be memareach, we'll probably have to talk about more next time. So we'll stop here for today. And Rav Hashem, tomorrow we'll talk about more practical applications of memareach and memachek, like soap and toothpaste. Then we'll try to wrap this up tomorrow and then move on to Kosev and Mochek. Do you have a preference to do it at the end of Seder tomorrow? Do you have more time? Okay, so I'm fine either way. You were for the end of Seder? Fine. So let's try tomorrow. I think I have to leave, drop before the end of Seder tomorrow. But let's try for 5. Is that okay? Okay, so 5 o'clock tomorrow.